what you have been hearing over the last couple of mornings isn't some sort of super spiritual Christian walk. It's actually the normal Christian walk. We should all be disciples. Jesus didn't say go and make believers. He said go and make disciples. I want to share something with you from a book called The Glad Surrender by Elizabeth Elliot, the wife of Jim Elliot. She says this, Christian discipline means placing oneself under orders. It is no mere business of self-improvement to be listed along with speed reading, weight watching, jogging, time management, home repairs, or how to win friends. Such programs have a strong appeal that is largely self-serving. What's in it for me? The disciple is one who has made a very simple decision. Jesus invites us to follow him, and the disciple accepts the invitation. Jesus stated that this is what we must do. He must leave self behind. He must take up his cross and walk with Jesus. The result of the decision is guaranteed. Whoever cares for his own safety is lost. But if a man will let himself be lost for my sake, he will find his true self. There's a scripture in Timothy that says a soldier on active service will not let himself be involved in civilian affairs. He must be wholly at his commanding officer's disposal. Any soldier, any candidate for Christian discipline ought daily to report to his commanding officer for duty, I am at your service, Lord. What the soldier does for the officer is not in the category of a favour. The officer may ask anything. He disposes of the soldier as he chooses. The very thought strikes horror to the modern mind. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody has a right to dispose of me. It is as though we might be Christian without being disciples. Yes, I want to be a Christian, but no, I don't want to be your disciple, Lord. Not yet anyway, it's a bit much. Yes, I'll be a disciple, but no, I don't want to leave myself behind. I'll leave myself behind if you say so, Lord, but don't ask me to take up a cross. I don't think I'd be comfortable with that. Are you in any of those categories today? Time for absolute surrender, I think. God bless you.